This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop, hey.
President Trump throwing his full support behind a new sweeping immigration reform bill designed to create a merit-based system which the president says will protect jobs and raise wages for the American worker.
The most significant reform to our immigration system in a half a century.
Joining us now for a fair and balanced debate, immigration expert Elvira Salazar and Democratic strategist Janice Fuentes. I got that right. Janice, let's begin with you. And this is the question that we need to ask everybody on the left. If we're going to let individuals in anyway, why not prioritize those that are going to really contribute to the economy and not be a drain?
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you pronounced my name correctly. It's Janice Fuentes. Good morning, Elvira. I think that what this shows, this is yet another thing the American people don't really need. If the epic failure of the repeal of Obamacare thought this administration, the president, anything, it is that we need to level with the American people. We need to be truthful, and we need to not be senseless. We need to be thoughtful, and we need to be strategic. Yes. Immigration is an enormous, important thing in the agenda that should always be there. But we have to proceed with caution. We have to proceed with strategic alliances with our members in Congress, Republicans and Democrats. And we need to have, and I think Elvira agrees with me, a comprehensive bill. Deciding to try to imitate Canada and to have a merit base, who is deciding who's qualified and who's not? Let's learn from the Canadian lessons. They had trouble because you have to figure it out per industry who needs what. We need both.
Okay,
we need low skill and we need high skill. And
if that's
even a number.
You used the word strategic before. Isn't this a strategic way, Elvira, to help the American worker and help raise wages?
Well, everybody is in favor of the American worker, including the Hispanic American workers, the African American workers. But I believe, and I don't know if Jenny is going to be going to agree with me, that the real underlying reason for this law is fear. There is great fear in the base and great fear in the Trump administration that the forces of assimilation, that the Anglo-American agenda is in danger. And people like me and like her are threats. And assimilation is a key word. It's said yesterday by one of the senators, and I think that President Trump pronounced it. Assimilation is a very important word that we need to bring out and discuss. Assimilation, and there is fear because the melting pot is not working the way it has to, because the forces of assimilation are fatigued, and we need to, or the administration wants to build a wall around the country. And I'm not saying that I agree with the 1965 law, which is the one that has allowed 50 million people in the last 50 years to come into the country. 70% of them based on family. Probably that needs to be changed. And we need to bring in more people that bring more quality work to the economy. But immigration is a very, very complex issue. And the administration is just doing it little by little. Let's do it. Let's do the big enchilada.
Let's go to some specifics. We have a full screen we're going to put up right now with a little bit more of the nuts and bolts of this. It cuts green cards in half, priority to those highly skilled immigrants. The goal, again, to make America more competitive, raise wages, and create more jobs. Okay, so from my obviously comfortable position here in studio, these all seem like logical ways to advance America and advance American workers going forward. It seems like a double win. A, you have individuals that help provide economic stability to the system, and you don't have those drains on welfare. 50% of the individuals, according to the president, that are immigrants currently in the United States are on welfare. How do you respond to that, Janice?
Well, that is not true. Immigrants who are on welfare, they are on welfare. The ones who are on welfare are paying taxes. I want to go back to the Elvira's point, because what drives the economy is jobs. And jobs, there's a lot of jobs that are just not simply being filled. If you talk to anyone, from Lindsey Graham to any CEO of a company in those industries that rely on low skill, like agriculture, and high skill, like IT, we do not have enough qualified workers. Yes,
all right, we're up against a hard break. Got to go. Ladies, thank you very much.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. You know, the only thing more dangerous than fake news is fake science. And I would say fake anything for that matter because of, you know, the investment, the waste of resources that go along with anything that is fake. It derails us. Though we should be able to rely on the unbiased facts of science for some of the biggest decisions of our lives, you know, think about it, you know, from our health, education, the well-being of our families, the left has manipulated so many of these facts to advance their agenda, to squash all debate. And I would say they have more than manipulated. What they have done is they have weaponized this whole doctrine that they're behind. If they're behind something, they find a way to weaponize it. If they can get the three initial government agencies behind it to put the force of their beliefs on the rest of us minions who are just trying to figure it out, you know, and along the way, if we don't agree with them, if we don't buy into their fake proposals, then we're the bad guys, and you know, basically set aside. We're invalidated. Our opinion no longer counts. Well, we're going to be talking with the author of Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data. You ready for that? Austin Ruse is with us. He's the president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, a United States-based research institute that works with the United Nations Economic and Social Council and the Organization of American States exclusively on international life and family issues. He has traveled all around the world to lecture on UN matters, and we're honored to have him with us on Bill Martinez Live. Austin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on the book. Appreciate the boldness and the courage because you're doing this in the face of a weaponized left that would just as soon invalidate you and say that something is severely wrong with you for calling out this fake science that we're exposed to.
Well, sure. You know, I'm on the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list. I've got 52 mentions in Right Wing Watch, which I'm very proud of. That's that's among the largest number of mentions in Right Wing Watch. So I'm doing very well.
Well, that's good that you're doing well, and I would encourage you to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of those of us that are demanding that the science that we are exposed to is true, that it has veritas, that the decisions that we make based on scientific fact are true, and that you know, the choices and the results of those choices would be based on the truth and not some sort of progressive ideology.
Correct. Well, and that's the problem is that science has increasingly become ideological over the years. And in the book, we look at 11 different issue areas, from, you know, marriage and family and homosexuality and transgenderism to genetically modified foods and global warming and fracking. So we really look at a broad scope of issues, and we show what the left says, science says, and then we show what the science really says. And generally, science will back up conservative points of view on, mm-hmm. on all these issues.
What is the end game of this of the left with this ideology? What are they hoping to achieve?
Well, I mean, they're looking to advance their agenda. You know, when they say that the science is settled, this is you know, quite similar to the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list. The purpose of which is to shut down debate. Mm-hmm. You cannot question something because the science is settled. One of my chapters is called "Back Off, Man, I'm a Scientist," which is a line from Bill Murray's movie Ghostbusters.
Right.
And the reason he said that was to shut down that person who was questioning him. And so when you look at all these issues, this is what they're trying to do, is shut down debate. And the danger of this is that they are advancing a particular agenda and nothing really based on science. I mean, for instance, and this is why I argue in the book that fake science is more dangerous than fake news, because mm-hmm. fake news can be ephemeral. Here today, gone tomorrow, knocked down by a new narrative. Mm-hmm. But fake science can lodge in people's minds for a good long while, and it's hard to get out of there because we hold the scientific institutions in such high regard.
Exactly.
So that, you know, for years we were told 10% of the population was gay, and that this was based on science. It wasn't. It never was. But sadly, most Americans believe now that 20% of the population is gay. Millennials believe 25% is gay, when in fact, this is in my book, the Center for Disease Control says that to 1.6% of the population, roughly 4 million adults, are same-sex attracted. So the real science is always on our side, and the fake science comes with an ideological message.
Yeah, I remember during the Bill Clinton campaign, it started out at 5%, and it just climbed up to, by the time he was elected, it was near 20%, and then they had that moment of truth in the Oval Office that went in, you know, to talk to the president to say, look, we've been a big force, we helped you get elected, we represent 20% of America, and Bill Clinton had to share with them the empirical data, you know, to kind of set them back a little bit, and they left the Oval Office with their heads and faces a bit dejected, because they thought they were coming in swinging a big stick, but they were met with reality, like you said, that it was 1%.
Well, you know, the first 10% number, which so many people repeated for years and years, supposedly came out of the Alfred Kinsey study in the 1940s, which was a flawed methodologically, but also sometimes criminal in mm-hmm. in the abuse of even babies. But the 10% number isn't even in Kinsey. It was created by a gay activist who was about to meet in the Oval Office with President Carter, and he thought that it was a nice number. So this has transmogrified across all these issue areas.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That the science is settled in global warming and everything else.
Right. When you say science is settled, have you ever known science to be settled? I mean, I always know scientists to keep asking questions. I don't know that they ever go to sleep at night and say, well, it's settled, and they can rest comfortably.
Right. And they can wash their hands, and they can, you know, become fry cooks or something. No, I mean, authentic scientists are always probing and questioning. But when you hear the science is settled, you can be sure that it's largely an ideological claim. Mm-hmm. You know, on global warming, they say the science is settled, and that 97% of climate scientists agree. And even that claim is false. So even that claim was utterly made up.
Exactly.
And look at, you know, something like genetically modified foods. You know, there's a miracle food called golden rice that's never come to market. that has an added amount of beta carotene in it, the purpose of which is to cure blindness in 250,000 kids a year.
Wow.
Many of whom end up dying because of it. But golden rice has never come to market because it's quote unquote genetically modified. It's been stopped by leftists.
Well, Austin, we got to pause right here because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Conversation continues with Austin. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click OneWorldWhey.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered OneWorldWhey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart.
That's Where You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 after the top of the hour. Fake Science is the discussion, the focus, the new book from our guest, Austin Ruse. He says it's the only thing more dangerous than fake news is fake science. Fake science about hunger is feeding the rich. The CEO of Feeding America gets paid $650,000 a year. Did you know that baseless hysteria, we just touched on that, about GMOs still traps millions of world's poor in a vitamin A deficiency that often leads to blindness and even death? Global warming is real, and it's a good thing, according to fake science. Peer review is a scam. Cheating authors review their own studies, research the challenge. The artificial left-wing consensus is blackballed. Austin, in your book, Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data, what was the most shocking piece of science that you discovered as you were doing your work for this book?
Well, I would say it's explored in the chapter, Back Off Man, I'm a Scientist, because the most shocking thing is the poverty of peer review and the outright fraud that is now being revealed in the peer review process. Mm-hmm. So not a specific issue, but something that goes right at the heart of the credibility of science these days. Mm-hmm. There is a website called Retraction Watch that follows closely the regular removal of peer-reviewed papers from journals because of faulty data or fraudulent data. The Amgen people in California tried to replicate the results of 57 landmark studies in biomedical research and could not do so. And these landmark studies have been repeated many, many times in the scientific literature. Somebody estimated that 75 to 80% of the tests in biomedical research cannot be replicated. Mm-hmm. The Springer publishing people a few years ago withdrew more than 100 papers from publication because of fraud and peer review. Just a couple of days ago, Duke University admitted that one of its researchers had been entering faulty data into mouse studies with regard to asthma. These studies resulted in $100 million in grants from the federal government for Duke University and $100 million in grants to related universities. So the thing that I found most shocking is that science itself is losing credibility because of widespread fraud and certainly the ideological nature of some scientific claims.
When will this come to a head and just finally blow up on itself, Austin? I know that what you're doing here exposes a lot, but this has been going on for a long time.
Yes, it has been going on for a long time, and it's hard to see what the end game will be or when this will end. I mean, on the ideological side, we are becoming increasingly more ideological divided every single day. So I don't see that aspect of it, you know, the phony claims based on fake science ending anytime soon. One hopes that questions of fraud and peer review are being handled by scientific authorities. I mean, the problem there is that there are 54,000 PhDs minted every single year in the United States. These people need jobs. They need to publish. They need grants. One of the problems is when a field achieves kind of rock star status like science. Mm-hmm. It begins to attract charlatans like Bill Nye. Bill Nye, mm-hmm. the quote unquote science guy.
Science guy.
He's a charlatan. And it attracts people like this, and this hurts the credibility of science itself, which is a danger to us.
Well, and the thing is, it would seem that the prevailing, I don't know if you want to call it attitude or perspective on this, is all couched in lies. Whether we talk about news, we're talking science, just issues of the culture. We are a country bathed in lies. It's almost like we need some sort of rebirth and reconnection with the truth. And maybe that's what's going to take to finally expose this for what it is. But, you know, we're flawed. We're only human. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But this is why in this show we say we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, I have people, I have experts that come on and they go, Bill, how can you talk about this? And I say, well, fortunately, because we're independent, we're not beholden to some empire that says, oh, no, you can't talk about this. You know, even a book like yours and what we're talking about, there are some media outlets that would not allow this conversation to take place.
You know, and the reason that I wrote this book and the way that the book is written, it's not written for experts. It's written for the typical, you know, mom and dad who are debating, you know, their youngster home from college. Who's gotten, you know, a good dose of
totally indoctrinated
science.
I know. That's just that's a fun Thanksgiving dinner, by the way, when you have the son or daughter coming back from college, you know.
Often, you know, people are caught kind of flat-footed because, you know, folks on the left can cite, you know, chapter and verse of supposed scientific theories and papers, when in fact there are answers. And so the book goes through 11 issue areas and gives people the answer to the claims of the left. Mm-hmm. You know, homosexuality is inborn. There's a study that says so. Well, as a matter of fact, the guy who did the study on the quote-unquote gay gene himself has said that he did not discover the gay gene. Not a lot of people know that. Mm-hmm. So the book is full of information like that on how people can answer their son or daughter home from college, answer, you know, their left-wing uncle who comes for Thanksgiving, you know, talk to folks in the office. So that's who the book is for mm-hmm. regular folks to equip themselves to answer the phony, fake scientific claims of the other side.
And the tough thing about this is that it puts people who are interested in the truth in a combative position, because when you confront these people that are so fixed ideologically, boy, it makes it tough. Austin, I got to tell you, you know, doing a show like this and, you know, having and I mean, it's an honor to have you here to expose the truth and what you've done with this book. You know, on a daily basis, I'm blessed to be exposed to this, and you know, I do this on behalf of our audience as well. It makes it difficult because when you run across these ideologues that want to say first thing, well, you know, 75% or 95% of the scientists agree that global warming, and as soon as they come up with that faux information, you know what the depth of their argument is, and it's going, okay, well, I've got to somehow find a way to bail out, because the only thing that's going to happen from now is they're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in debate. They're just interested in agreement. And I can't agree with something that starts off from a false premise.
Well, yeah, and in failing agreement, they will settle for imposition, which is why, for instance, in New York City, a small shop owner can be fined $250,000 for persistently refusing to use the proper gender pronoun of mm-hmm. one of their customers.
Yes.
I mean, it's why New York City is considering banning all talk therapy for anyone who wishes to stop certain sexual behaviors. So failing persuasion, they will happily settle for coercion and imposition.
Well, Austin, what's the main thing you want readers to take away from your book?
That there is information that they can find easily to answer the false claims of the left when it comes mm-hmm. to science. That's the takeaway. There is help here in this book, Fake Science, that they can find at Amazon and their local bookstores.
You've done a lot of great work with it, and I thank you for your effort. Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data. As Austin just said, the book is available at all the usual places. Is there a website they can go to, Austin?
My organization is c-fam.org, c-fam.org, and we fight the life and family battle at the UN, the OAS, and around the world.
Well, thank you for fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people. Austin Ruse, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Austin.
Anytime.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
"The clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD."
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and brush the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours, or, Red State Talk Radio, via shortwave around the world, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, President Trump stopped a lot of people in their tracks yesterday with a series of tweets. He said, "After a consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with a tremendous medical cost and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you." Well, predictably, the left went nuts. Bradley Manning accused the president of cowardice. Congressional progressives blasted the president's statement as despicable, hateful, and un-American. The ACLU and other radical organizations piled on. This, of course, being reported, I say, of course, by Gary Bauer from American Values. Gary went on to write that once again the left could not be more out of touch. According to a recent poll, only 23% of voters think Obama's policy of allowing openly transgender individuals to serve is good for the military.
Only 12% of active duty soldiers felt this radical policy has helped military readiness. And this is what this is all about. It's all about military readiness. With us right now to discuss this further is Travis Weber. He is with the Family Research Council. He's the director of the Center for Religious Liberty and a Navy vet. Travis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you? Well, good to have you here to discuss this because, whenever you get a minority of people upset about anything, especially these days that comes from Donald Trump, you know, we need to separate emotions from the truth. And we appreciate you coming on to help us to that end. Break it down for us, Travis. What is the real issue when we talk about military readiness? As a Navy vet yourself, you know, this is in your DNA, your consciousness. Obviously, in 88% of people in the military today, is job one, is I need to make sure that the person watching my six is ready and, you know, and willing to, you know, to fulfill his obligation to not only myself, but, you know, his fellow soldiers in the field of battle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I did serve in the Navy as a pilot, attended the Naval Academy, and I can say, you know, based on my individual experience, you know, when you enter the military, you learn to put self aside and put the group ahead, put the unit ahead. And that, you don't become the focus anymore. The focus becomes the mission. It becomes training as a unit to achieve the very significant, serious, and important goal of defending the country and to do things which, you know, are difficult to do at times, going into battle and defending our country. So, you know, this is a unique area of life. It's not something that should be tampered with lightly, casually upended with social engineering experiments like the Obama administration did. And people forget, President Obama was the one who radically made changes here to the way things have been done for a long time. All President Trump is doing is restoring that. Yet, you know, you think he was upending 200 years of tradition by the way people have reacted to this.
Mm. Well, because it's an emotional deal. And, you know, as you say, you know, emotions can't be the order of the day in the military. That's not the way it operates efficiently. And too much of our government is being affected by emotions, and reason is being thrown out the door here. Now, the counter argument from the ACLU and others is that, look at the military had to make a transition when it started allowing blacks in the military and women in the military. But what I see is the key difference is when, you know, when it was the blacks coming into the military or women, there wasn't all these special accommodations for them. They saw what needed to be done, and job one was military readiness, and they assimilated. So we're talking a big difference here between what previously has happened and what is happening right now, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these things are nothing close to the same thing. You know, when you have equal treatment of people based on their skin color, you don't have to give one group of those people expensive, ongoing medical treatment, surgeries, gender reassignment surgery, and, you know, really go down a road which we don't know the end.
Mm.
It's a massive difference, to say nothing of the obvious difference between the, you know, really problematic history and bad history of racial discrimination we've seen in the country. That's nothing like the claims that the transgender and LGBT movement is claiming today. You know, nobody has a problem with, you know, people who may identify as transgender. We're not claiming they're unpatriotic. We're just saying, you look at the actual issue of what you're asking. You can't have this separate treatment in which people are singled out and protected, specially given expensive taxpayer-funded treatment. You know, the military, it's not a right to go in and do that. And you have to put the needs of the military first.
Well, let's talk about this, this expensive treatment and what we're talking about, because I think that's being lost in the conversation here, is that what do transgender military people expect in being involved in the military? What are their expectations? What are their demands?
Well, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you have the the gender reassignment surgery, which, you know, even the RAND Corporation, you know, not an ideological group, did a study and came up with a figure in the millions, 2.4 to 8.4 million annually, 28 to 84 million over 10 years for this surgery, and the healthcare cost of the transition. You know, we did our own study. My colleague, Peter Sprigg, did a study and concluded the figure is actually much higher.
Yeah, I was going to say billions of dollars. Didn't you come up with?
Yeah, 1.9 to 3.7 billion over the next 10 years. And these are estimates. You know, we could be facing something worse than that. But the point is it's a special treatment singling people out, and it's not simply a matter of equality as the LGBT movement would want people to think. This is a demand that you get full approval and acceptance, including the medical treatment, special treatment, and you can't really tamper with the military in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is it is problematic, and people need to understand, and this is why we appreciate you coming on to address this issue and deliver the facts, because some of the facts are getting lost with the emotional response here. Now, the same RAND Corporation, in the release of their study, cited that, and this is the variance of this number. They're talking about 1,320, anywhere from 1,320 to 6,630 transgender people currently serving in all branches of the military. I mean, that's a big swing there.
Well, it is. And you know, we don't really fully know what the number is, obviously. You know, the problem, too, with something like this is, I can say this from experience because I understand the pressures, you know, when people look at military decision-making and consider entering and serving and that type of thing. And I have a lot of friends that, you know, face these types of things in terms of, you know, the incentives to join the military. What I mean by that is there's a possibility now that people would say, well, you know, I want to get my surgery paid for, get my treatment paid for. I'm going to go to the military to do that.
Exactly.
That, you know, that's not a good thing to have people joining the military just to do that. It really disrupts the focus on service and the focus on doing the military mission.
Yeah, it's not like we're training you to for some military occupational position. We're doing gender assignment. I mean, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't rhyme and is anything consistent with military readiness, would you think?
No, absolutely not.
That's what
not.
We would understand it? Yeah.
Absolutely not, you know, and it's kind of rich, too, when you have responses like Manning, you know, claiming cowardice.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's the emotional response, you're out of control, and I think most people see that.
Exactly. Well, Travis, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us. Travis Weber from the FRC on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Live. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And you know what this means? It's time for Steve-O, the movie guy. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and once again, Dunkirk,
huh? Wow.
Weekend, another number one weekend, making another $26.6 million. It's made about $235 million worldwide already. I kind of thought this might play well internationally, especially in England. You'd think that probably everybody is going to show up to see it over there. Once again, number one, $26.6 million. The Emoji Movie, doing quite well. Now, this is a movie that only 8% of the critics have recommended. It's a story about these little things inside your cell phone. They were kind of hoping for the next Lego movie. I don't think they quite hit those numbers, but, you know, $24.8 million is an encouraging number for a movie that only costs about $50 million to make, so they like that idea. Girls Trip continued to roll, $19.6 million for that one. Atomic Blonde, the new Charlize Theron movie, not doing badly, $18.3 million. They think there will be a sequel there for that one, Atomic Blonde number
four. Got sequel potential even at 18,000?
Yeah, they think they can build on the concept. It only cost about $30 million to make, so they're going to make money on the film. And they think this is a concept that works well for Charlize and probably will be a bigger movie and a much bigger box office.
And probably a bigger budget. I mean, $30 million, 29 went to Charlize, right?
Well, that's usually the way it works. Yeah, then we have Spider-Man Homecoming rounding out the top five. That movie will break $300 million domestically anytime soon. I actually had a chance to see an Inconvenient sequel with Al Gore, which was really a lot of fun. Of course, I was a big fan of the original Inconvenient Truth. And this is, of course, the sequel. At times, it's quite depressing. At times, very uplifting. There's the whole environmental story. But then there's also the story of Al Gore, which, when all is said and done, he is led in a very interesting life. Here's a guy that was a senator, then he was vice president for 8 years, ran for the presidency, lost in a controversial decision. So close.
Yes.
And then, you know, of course, the original film really documents all of this, where he was pretty much just kind of wiped out after that whole experience and kind of dusted off the old slideshow and hit the road, and it's become this incredible second act. Went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize, and I think when all is said and done, he will go down as one of our greats. Al Gore, An Inconvenient Sequel, out. It goes wide this weekend, and I would highly recommend everybody see it.
Well, Steve, what do you say? And I know that your consideration toward the former vice president is positive, and I look at it from a standpoint of newsworthiness and objectivity. And what I find with any of these things that come out is that the true test is does it come about? Does the second version, does it offer any kind of apology or any kind of adjustment to what he put out the first time? And, you know, some of the, like you do in any kind of scientific deal, you don't come out and then everything's 100%, but you got to be able to be somewhat objective and say maybe there were some shortfalls, maybe there was some overassessment and overestimations here. Is there any accommodation for this, that where there is reasonable consideration for what it is that he has to offer? Because what we've got is, and I always, with some of these controversies, I am hesitant to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. I'm always saying that we know in part, we prophesy in part, but still you want to be able to, have a mind such that where you can really deal with what is being presented at hand. Is there true value in this movie, or is it just an ideological deal to where, it's just us against them, as opposed to some a real exchange of knowledge here? That's my question.
About the film. Of course, there has been controversy around the issue. But here's what's kind of interesting about the film, is that renewable energy is becoming quite inexpensive worldwide. And it seems that maybe the technology and just the economics of this thing might solve the problem for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, the renewable energy is becoming, and that is really what is news, I think, in this particular documentary, is the fact that solar panels, the cost of those are coming dramatically down. The cost of wind and producing wind energy is coming dramatically down. And a lot of the third world countries, the major polluters in some cases, are adopting this sort of technology because it's cheaper. They don't have to get involved in the ideological fray. They can just say, we're going to go with the cheapest alternative.
Well, plus you're not committed to a bunch of infrastructure that's been established for the last 30 years.
Absolutely.
So that's advantageous as well.
I'd recommend, it's uplifting in that respect. So, in a sense, it almost sidesteps the issue in that way. Mm-hmm. But we have other films to talk about here. Dark Tower. Here's an interesting film. Now, they've been trying to get this thing made for about the last 10 years. If you are a Stephen King fan, you know all about this. Dark Tower is the series of books. There's 7 of them. He wrote the first in 1982. He considers this series of books his life work, his magnum opus, and it's a rather intricate and epic story to tell. Sprawling epic that combines elements of The Lord of the Rings, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, the Arthurian legend, vintage horror films, among other sources. And it's huge. And I think that is the problem they're having with this film, which, by the way, has not been released for the critics to weigh in on, which is never a very good sign.
It's too dark. It's too dark for the critics. That's what it is.
Maybe so. But it's just a huge story. And I
yes.
think that's the problem they're having. As a matter of fact, there have been some rumors about test screenings where the people who weren't familiar with the books were kind of scratching their heads saying, what's going on here? So that could be the problem they're having. Here's what it's all about. You got the last gunslinger, Roland Deschain, played by Idris Elba. He's been locked in this eternal battle with Walter O'Dim, who's known as the Man in Black, played by Matthew McConaughey. So he has some real talent here. He is determined to prevent the Man in Black from toppling the Dark Tower, which holds the universe together. Now, with the fate of the world at stake, good and evil will collide in this ultimate battle, as only Roland can defend the tower from the man in black. Now, check out the trailer. I'm not sure the movie makes any sense, but the trailer really looks cool. You might want to check it out. It's called The Dark Tower. And I think if you're a fan of the books, you probably should. You'll be there to see it this weekend.
Is this kind of like the Babel Tower, 21st century style? Is this what this is about?
They've had a few problems. I think they had a few problems with the Tower of Babel as well. So
yes, exactly. Well, you know.
What's happening? You were around in 67, of course, right?
Just barely.
Barely, of course. In fact, I graduated high school in 67.
Well, I was right after you. I was a year after you, so it's okay.
I'll be going to my 50-year class reunion this summer. Anyway, you had the Detroit riots in 1967. It was a tumultuous time. This was a huge deal in Detroit, of course, at 43 dead, 1,100 injured. They had to send in the troops, and it was only surpassed by the 1863 New York City draft riots and, of course, 1992 in Los Angeles, which we're all too familiar with. That's the backdrop here for the movie Detroit. 95% are recommending this one amidst the chaos of the Detroit Rebellion with a city under curfew, and as the Michigan National Guard patrolled the streets, three young African-American men were murdered at the Algiers Hotel. 95% recommending. A lot of people are excited about this because it's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, and she, of course, won the Academy Award for Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty. I got a great cast joined by John Boyega in this, as well as Anthony Mackie. So it's going to be big, I think. Well, maybe not a huge movie this weekend, but a very important movie, and probably one that will be looked at when it comes award time. Okay.
Could this ignite some unintended consequences? Not that I'm suggesting, because whenever you deal with these kind of recall, memory type movies like this, especially like this, because there's a lot of pain still, and I still question whether or not we're beyond healing on this deal. I don't know. I don't want to prognosticate something, but it's just my intuition says,
Yeah, well,
I hope not.
I hope not. Like I say, it was a very tumultuous time, and hopefully we don't relive any of that.
People need to understand that was then, this is now, okay? There's a difference here. And sometimes what happens, the lines get blurred a little bit, and there's projection that takes place, and somehow it's justified because of where we were back then. And so hopefully this doesn't ignite something. These type of films, although I think they're part of the landscape and culture, sometimes I wonder if we are mature enough to handle this kind of truth.
Hopefully we are.
Just saying. Okay? All right.
We have an uplifting film.
Yes, we need one after that. Sorry about that.
It's called Step. It was a big movie up at Sundance this year.
Yes.
It documents the senior year of a girls' high school step dance team set against the backdrop and background of the inner city Baltimore. Now, as each one tries to become the very first in their families to attend college, the girls strive to make their dancing a success against the backdrop of social unrest in their troubled city. 100% of the critics are recommending. Very emotional. Check out the trailer, and very, very, very entertaining. Step.
Boy, you can't help but look forward to that, Steve-O. I'll tell you, we got to call it a wrap here today. And sadly, and I know there's more to offer, but again, check it out, Steve-O. Where can they go for more information?
All right, well, you can go to the website, I guess.
Yeah,
check
exactly.
And go to the Internet. Go Google this stuff, and they'll find out more.
All kinds of good fun stuff, but you just don't get Steve-O with it. That's all. That's why you have to tune in every week and listen to Steve, the movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O. Good job.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully